Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 6 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of the Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, your host, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located in the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. Each year, the Cape Light Compact modifies or retires some of its older energy efficiency programs and adds new ones to keep the whole experience fresh, productive, and aligned with the state's efforts to keep our homes and businesses tuned up and functioning efficiently. Energy efficiency keeps our money at home in the local economy, provides tremendous environmental benefit, and adds jobs that might otherwise go elsewhere. Here today to talk about the programs for 2013 are Brianna Kane, Senior Residential Program Coordinator, and Meredith Miller, Commercial Industrial Program Manager for the Cape Light Compact. I want to thank you both for coming in today. Brianna, you've been on the show before. Actually, so have you, Meredith, but right. Brianna is more of an old hand at this, perhaps, than you are. So, but again, thank you so much for coming in. Brianna, let me start with you. Would you give us a quick review of the residential programs, and then we can move into what's new for 2013?
Absolutely. Thanks, John, for having me here today and to talk to everyone about our residential programs. I think the program that everyone likes to hear about is our home energy assessment. Whether you rent or own, we have a program that fits for you. You can call our 800 number, 800-797-6699, and sign up for a free home energy assessment. We come out to your home, apartment, condo. We do a whole house approach, and we make recommendations on ways for you to be more energy efficient. This is a great way for you to find out how your house operates, things you can do, general, simple things like covering a boiling pot, to right. You need additional levels of insulation. Right. And they take some time and go over your house and show you how your house operates. We have great incentives that we can offer to help actually make those energy efficiency improvement recommendations to your home. So you can, it's kind of twofold. You have an education piece, and then in order to make those recommendations happen, great incentives and
fairly substantial yes. financial incentives for them to yes. proceed with. And can you give me an idea of what somebody might expect if they had never had one of these audits done before?
Sure. So they'll walk around the exterior of your home, interior. They go into the basement, look for ways that they can improve insulation levels. They'll go into your attic. You know, you have plumbing chases and all types of openings in the attic. They'll make recommendations on air sealing to, you know, actually reduce airflow throughout the house while maintaining health and safety levels as well, making your home more comfortable and more efficient in doing so. And they go over the recommendations with you, and then you can go ahead and move forward and have the work done. And we do have landlord-tenant programs that are mm-hmm. continuing that I always like to remind people. Once again, it's whether you rent or own, there's always ways to help if the electric bill is in your name. And it's great to
So what kind of financial incentives would we be looking at? Let's go to the insulation.
Worst case scenario, yeah, right. Well, free air sealing, and we cover up to 75% of the recommended additional.
Okay, let's talk about an insulation job.
Sure.
Say, what's a typical insulation job go for?
On average, probably about $1,500 to $2,000, okay. of which we'll cover the 75% of that.
Okay.
Worst case scenario.
So if you have a $2,000 insulation job, the Cape Light Compact is going to contribute $1,500 towards
Correct.
towards that insulation job. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Exactly. You know, we have energy efficient light bulbs, the compact
right.
fluorescent light bulbs. So if you have any incandescents, interior, exterior, we can replace them with like bulbs at no cost to you, and we install them. So there's no more getting up on that ladder to mm-hmm. replace your recessed can lights, you know, in a high ceiling. It's done for you with professionals installing
right.
them and making sure all is taken care of.
I had the first audit. I've had a couple of audits done on my house now. The first one I had done was back in 2003. And it's interesting. the auditor who's been doing this for so long, 15 years or so, actually before even the Cape Light Compact was formed, he was an energy auditor. He knew where to look for this stuff. But the one thing that really stood out for me was when he showed me I live in a standard Cape Cod house, and it's got a knee wall on the second floor, and into the knee wall was built a set of drawers, and I might as well have had a window open to the outside. I mean, the airflow that was going through there didn't even occur to me that may be the case. They build around that set of, they put hardboard insulation around it, sealed it right up.
Makes a big difference.
Amazing difference.
Big difference in just overall comfort level.
Right.
You know, we also do for some of the bigger projects, you know, as we do combustion safety, you know, when we go mm-hmm. in and do a blower door to show people, it's kind of right. a
yeah. feel. Yeah, let's talk about that. just since you mentioned blower door, what do they do in a case of a blower door test?
Right, so we're looking to see how leaky your house is.
Right.
So they actually will usually in the front door install this blower door system, which actually covers up the door. It has a fan. They turn on all the exhausts, your dryer vent, your kitchen fan, and the house is depressurized.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they're looking to see the air exchange.
Okay.
And then they can determine how leaky your house is and how much improvement can be made to that. When the work is done, they will come out, they will set the blower door up, double check the levels, make sure nothing's changed, insulate, and make sure that they're doing the work within certain health and safety guidelines that we need to follow. The blower door is done, of course, you know, when feasible. There are sometimes conditions where a heating system might not be functioning properly. You can't do the blower door at that time.
I see, okay.
But it's done to make sure that health and safety is maintained.
Wow. Now, does the Cape Light Compact still have incentives for refrigerator replacements?
We do.
How does that work?
We have two ways to go about it. So we have our home energy assessment program, and they will have the ability to meter your fridge while they're there. And they get a reading from that. And if your fridge meters out at a certain threshold, you qualify for a $150 rebate towards the purchase of a new one.
And you can just go buy one anywhere, literally, as long as it meets the criteria
Energy
of energy
Star.
Efficiency. Energy Star, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then in our other program, our lighting and products program, we have just in-store rebates. And we have a rebate form, so as long as you buy an Energy Star model, you can fill out a rebate form, and it is at a lesser amount than the meter one during the home energy assessment.
Okay.
And that's because we don't really know. We know that there's greater savings when we assess it and get an actual read versus a customer just going out to make a new purchase.
Okay, so financially you make out better if you do go through the audit process and everything.
As long as it meters out.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to hold residential there, and then we're going to come back and talk about the new programs. But what I want to do is move to Meredith. And Meredith, just if you can just give us a review on the small business programs, and then we'll talk about what's new for 2013.
Okay. So our small business program is geared toward customers that are using less than 300 kW. That's the vast majority of our business customers on Cape Cod.
Right. Probably 99% of the businesses on Cape Cod are going to fall under the small business program. Okay.
And the key to the small business program is that it has a lot of things in common with the residential program in that the audits are free, free of charge, and that all you have to do is call in to the 1-800 number, 1-800-797-6699, and arrange for an audit. An auditor will come out to your business. We're looking at slightly different things than we are on the residential side, but in other words, it's direct install, meaning that you have the auditor come in, they'll look and see what makes sense in your space, whether it's if you have a walk-in cooler, it might be refrigeration controls, it might be lighting or lighting controls, there could be insulation or duct or air sealing measures as well. And what they'll do is make a proposal, and then whatever you accept in the proposal, the work gets done, and you're paying for the work to be done, but you don't have to initiate and go find someone to do the work.
Okay, when you say they're paying for the work to be done, they have, but there's an incentive involved.
Yes. So on the small CNI pro, the small business program, okay. we cover up to 80%
okay.
of the cost. So there's a copay typically of 20% from the small business customer. And we have a, when we get into new things, we have a couple of things to make that easier for customers to participate this
okay.
year.
And that's, we'll talk yeah, about yeah. that under the new program. But so the process is similar as far as initiating the audit is concerned.
Yes.
You call the 800 number again. I can't say it too many times. It's 800-797-6699. You call, helps if you have your NSTAR electric account number available to the person that does the intake, so that they can look you up on the computer and they initiate it. And from there, you go on a list, an audit list, and somewhere down the road, an auditor will call you. And what kind of lead times are we looking at on that? I know it varies from time to time, but...
It's probably 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so 2 to 4 weeks, an auditor's going to show up. And
yes, and so we have Rise Engineering okay. is our current competitively bid vendor who performs
right.
those audits, and then we also have a NRM is the firm that does the participates for the refrigeration. So
okay.
if you have refrigeration,
the walk-in coolers,
at your site,
yeah.
yes, they
yeah.
would come out to look at that. Yeah.
Right. Well, it sounds good. And if I were a small business person and I hadn't had this done, then I would get on the phone and.
It's very worthwhile. In my
is.
Little town, the local market, every time I go in the local market, they tell me how thrilled they are that they
sure.
have this stuff.
Sure. And understand, for those of you in the listening audience, nothing in this world is really free. But when you pay your electric bill, you are paying into a fund, an energy efficiency fund. And you've been paying into the energy efficiency fund for as long as you've been paying an electric bill. That fund is then turned over to the Cape Light Compact, which is actually part of Barnstable County, and administered. These programs are administered that way. And the rationale for it is we all, the state has been very aggressive. I think they pride themselves on being number one in the nation as far as energy efficiency initiatives and savings are concerned, and they certainly want to stay that way. And
second year in a row.
Yeah.
Second year in a row, okay. Well, that's it. And so... As the states compete with one another, Massachusetts has really stepped up and taken the lead on energy efficiency, and so these programs have been very, very popular, and they looks like we're going to expand them in 2013. And I'm going to roll back to you, Brianna, and ask you to tell us what is new for 2013. How does it dovetail with the existing programs?
Absolutely. Well, one of the pieces that we can talk about are LED lighting.
Okay, and LED, and I've explained it on the program before, but for those of you that are tuning in for the very first time, LED stands for light emitting diode. They've been around for years, but perfecting them for residential and commercial use has been a technical challenge, which they're making tremendous strides on. So let's talk about the LED initiative.
Sure. As lighting evolves, it's no longer going to the store, purchasing your traditional incandescent 60-watt or
right.
75 or 100-watt light bulb, screwing in and getting the light that you want.
Right.
We make these strides in energy efficiency, and we have had compact fluorescent lights, CFLs, in place for a number of years now.
Right.
Those are the, you know,
the curly Q lights
or the ice cream cones, or however
right.
people like to describe them.
Right.
That lighting has even evolved to specialty style bulbs that are enclosed in a capsule, A-line style, look more like an incandescent light bulb, allow lampshades to be clamped onto
mm-hmm.
them easier. We have globe style compact fluorescent light bulbs for bathroom vanities that people are always looking for.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that you always hear is that they don't dim the way I like my incandescent lighting to dim.
Right.
And so as technologies improve and the CFLs continue to have faster response time to turn-ons, various shapes and light outputs, LEDs have come along.
Okay.
LEDs in the marketplace for residential, probably even in the very recent, you know, 6 months ago, you could go to the store, you could buy an LED, and people would go, I hate this light. It's blue.
Right.
It's terrible, you know. And just think about it, you know, as you drive around, you can kind of see different styles of lighting. Well, the quality, the technology improves, and we have some really nice LED product available to customers. We have great bulb. It's won the L Prize Award. It's available through our online channels and at local retailers. A-line style bulb.
What does A-line mean?
Looks like your traditional.
Okay, so it looks like a standard incandescent Edison light bulb.
Right.
So, okay.
Edison style bulb. And gives off wonderful light coming out in a variety of wattages.
Okay.
But that's the thing, is that as lighting changes, the way you're going to be purchasing lighting changes too. Being able to walk into the store and buy a 60 watt, you're seeing different changes. With the CFLs, you know, you had a 13 watt equivalent, a 23 watt that related to your traditional 60, 75.
So, exactly. So you had a 75 watt right. incandescent translated into what, a 13 or so watt CFL.
Now we're going into a whole new world of lighting.
Okay.
Lumens, that's the output of the light. And when you go to purchase your light bulbs, you'll be looking to a 60 watt equivalent, around 840 lumens is what you would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see some LED bulbs and they're a great price, but they're only 400 lumens, and that's the way because the wattage is kind of going aside.
Right.
You need to be aware of what light. It's a little bit of an education for everyone involved, and we're trying to work to, you know, give enhanced education pieces at the retail level, website information on how to purchase new bulbs. And that's right. something that we're really going to be focusing. But we're going to be offering LEDs in many of the residential programs this year. And the fact that you can go to local retail and purchase them, and also
right.
home energy assessment.
With very strong financial incentives, I think that perhaps part of the knock on LEDs in the past has been they've been breathtakingly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So as they are more and more accepted in the marketplace, as the manufacturers are able to manufacture them in volume, the pricing is coming down.
Yes.
And the Cape Light Compact then puts in a very significant incentive on top of that. One of the characteristics of the LED light bulbs is that they last significantly longer than the incandescents. The incandescents lasted 750 hours. LEDs, I'm hearing 50,000 hours. That's an awful lot of bulbs you would have had to replace over that period of time. And what's really nice is if the bulbs happen to be up in the ceiling, hard to replace, it's nice to replace them every 10 years instead of a couple of times a year. So.
Very, very nice feature about the LEDs. And even the CFLs do have a very long life.
Yeah, they last an awful lot longer.
In comparison to the incandescents. But once again, it all comes down to quality and knowing what you're buying. So if you have questions, we have our website with information out there. So that's www.capelightcompact.org. Tons of great information about all of our programs.
Okay.
From commercial, industrial to residential to who the Cape Light Compact is.
And you can even go there and listen to old radio programs,
you
too. so if you happen to have missed one of these programs, don't despair. You can go onto the Cape Light Compact website and you can listen to old programs. And we try to describe them well enough so that the topic that you happen to be interested in is in the description. And so you can...
Easy to find
and get yourself up to date on that.
A little bit of plug for, as we're moving forward, to stay up to date on our programs. For those of you that do use Facebook, we are really pushing our Facebook campaign, getting hints up there, just sharing some nice stories, great information about what we've done to stay up to date, in addition to the e-newsletter that we do also offer that you can sign up, which is nice to hear about sometimes. Latest and greatest program offerings in between, you know, these radio shows.
So the e-newsletter is something that comes by email. Is that it? So you sign up for that.
Because not everyone uses Facebook. We understand that.
Understand that, sure. Yeah. Okay, so they could either go to our website and sign up through it that way, or they could call the 800 number and sign up and get all the updates that way, too. That's great. Let's talk about your other. So we talked about LED. You've got also a heat pump initiative, heat pump water heater initiative.
We do have a heat pump water heater program for displacing electric storage water heaters.
Okay.
So you have to have electric storage currently.
Right. So that means a big electric kind of
40 gallon
water heater.
We have a number of people. It's surprising they installed 80 gallons and they're a two person household.
Right.
When you have electric heating your water, running constantly, you have a lot of usage. Yes. And that is, you know, really expensive. These heat pump water heaters are a slightly different technology in the way that they use the outside air, and they take the heat from that and use it to help heat the water. There are some criteria that need to be maintained. They don't do well in tiny spaces because they need the air circulation.
They need
circulation.
A lot of air, sure.
They don't really, wouldn't work well if you have a wood shop in your basement because they do circulate the air. You don't want to get all the dust particles in. But very, very efficient in comparison to your traditional
electric okay.
water heater.
So if I've got an electric water heater, what's the minimum size that you can have, can replace? Can you replace any electric water heater, or can I put a new one in? How does the program work?
It would be to your current electric
okay.
to replace it with the heat pump water heater
okay.
technology.
So I couldn't do this for a new construction, or can
we do,
I?
We do have
okay.
a new construction.
Okay, all right. But I guess if there's a question, you call.
Absolutely.
Okay,
you call
and see if perhaps you qualify for one of these. And if I remember correctly, the incentive on these are almost, I'm not going to say it. You say it.
It's definitely extremely helpful for coming near to the price of the actual equipment itself.
Okay.
So extremely high incentive right now.
So really, if you're going to replace a water heater, it's almost just going to be the cost of the plumber to hook it up. Really, by the time the incentive is done, it's
yes.
not
There might be
Absolute.
A couple of tweaking pieces,
okay.
some new pipe that may, but
right.
essentially, yes, it is a nice
just the
incentive.
Cost of hooking it up, and mm-hmm. And you'll save. What do you anticipate the approximate savings on these things are?
More than half of your current.
So more than 50% of your water heating can be saved with a heat pump
yes.
water heater.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's based on, you know, your traditional 50-gallon
sure.
like. Even more Energy Star. So if I were to compare it to today's current electric
mm-hmm.
water heater compared to today's current heat pump water heater for a 4-person household, significant savings.
Okay. And can you quantify that? I mean,
sure.
what does somebody spend? What does a family of four spend on water heating in a year typically?
You can spend around $600.
About $600 a year.
I'm going to look to do around $300.
Okay.
And that's, you know, family of four, normal showers. I mean, there's all these components.
Sure. No. I understood that there will be a typical and
yep.
then there's not typical,
you know, the three shower
days. Then there's the people that stand in the shower just because it feels good.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. And then we had talked about the refrigerator, but do you have a new program on refrigerator replacement this year?
We do. This refers back to our traditional retail,
right,
where you go to the appliance store, you can download the rebate form online, they have hard copies in the stores as well, and we've had a straight rebate for any Energy Star qualified model.
Right. So they can buy it anywhere.
Anywhere.
So, yeah, just...
But as we evolve, we want people to make that next step,
mm-hmm.
really look and compare. So we're looking to make it a little nicer for someone
okay.
to buy a more efficient model,
okay.
which in all honesty, cost comparison wise, quite close in price to a base Energy Star model. So it's a kind of tiered approach.
Okay.
We'll have the information available to customers on our website to see which models qualify for that higher incentive.
I see.
And just get better savings.
Can you quantify what these incentives are?
$50
for
the more efficient models,
okay.
and $30 for a base Energy
okay.
Star.
All right.
For refrigerators.
Sounds good. Now, in the past, we've done things like dehumidifier exchanges and things like that. Is that something that's going to continue, or have we harvested all the dehumidifiers?
We have done a fantastic job. This 2012, we
okay.
did collaborated with the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension
okay.
on a number of their household hazardous waste days, and
mm-hmm.
we were there, and we did get some really good numbers, but they have been declining over years.
Okay.
So, no turn-in event.
No more turn.
In 2013.
No, okay, in 2013. So, if you missed the boat on that, then you missed the boat. But that program, I know, has been going on for. Well, before I started with the Cape Light Compact, over 10 years ago. So, as a matter of fact, that was the first exposure I had, was I turned in a...
hundreds would be turned in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd get, you know, the Cape Light Compact would get literally hundreds of these old dehumidifiers turned in. And yes, over time, once you've harvested them all out of the system, I guess it does make sense to move on to something else.
But stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You never can tell it comes back.
You never know. It might come back.
That's right. Okay. Meredith, let's talk about your new initiatives. You've got a few new things on the horizon. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I just had my audit, and I'm considering a heat pump water heater.
Excellent.
I'm going to have to give up a teeny bit of space around that water heater, but I'm excited about the prospect. Okay. So just quickly, we talked about the small business program. We've got a couple of things that a couple of initiatives we're really pleased with. One is we have a new tenant initiative.
Okay.
If you are a long-term tenant in where you reside, either you've had a lease for at least 12 months and you have one going out.
If your business is you don't own the building. You don't own the building.
You're a tenant, okay. You have a lease, and you use less than 300 kilowatt hours. 30,000
kilowatt hours. In a year?
In a year.
Okay.
So we're talking maybe your bill is in the $300 to $400 range.
Or less.
Yep.
So less than $400, you're probably a candidate. So you should check. Yeah.
And then we would pay for 95% of the work proposed for the direct install program. So we increase your incentive from 80 to 95 because we recognize we have so many businesses that are don't own their own space.
Right.
And sometimes it's difficult for people to want to invest
in somebody else's building,
and this will make a big difference. So that's really important. And then the other thing is we have a new financing option through our direct install vendors.
Okay.
So for your 20%, and again, this is so if you're not a tenant, you're not going through that.
If you own the building,
and you're going through the and then you have to copay of 20%, you can finance that through our vendors over 12 months, no credit check, no nothing, zero interest. And in exchange for a small reduction.
Most of the proposals I've seen pay back in less than a year. So you could have a positive cash flow on month number one on these things.
It's absolutely possible. Okay. Absolutely. So we think this will make it a lot easier.
Yes.
And that's really important.
Okay.
And then the last thing I just want to mention is we recognize a lot of our business customers make equipment decisions when things fail and they have no time. They have to buy things quickly.
Right.
We have a new initiative we're launching this year where we are going to reduce prices on HVAC and heat pump systems 5 to 20 tons. So when you go to replace some equipment that's failed, heat pump or HVAC packaged units, that you will be able to buy them at close to the price of standard efficiency.
Okay.
So high efficiency systems you won't have to pay a premium for. That's going to start sometime mid-year.
Okay, and so you'll be buying the efficiency part down.
Yes, okay. So when you go to your distributor, you'll be able to not have to pay a big premium to go more efficient. Because often people are making decisions under a lot of pressure and cash flow might be an issue. We want to take the price down and that helps move the market.
Excellent. Well, this sounds really exciting for 2013. So I encourage everyone to contact the Cape Light Compact, 800-797-6699. Get that audit underway. And ladies, I told you this would end before we knew it. And we have come to the end. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank
you.
You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. If you have any questions on today's topic, you can also call 1-800-797-6699. I'd like to thank my guests, Brianna Kane, Senior Residential Program Coordinator, and Meredith Miller, Commercial and Industrial Program Manager for the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank our engineer, Maddie Dunn, the Station Operations Manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 91.3 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations, and remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource.